Call of the Raven, written by Wilbur Smith and read by Elliot Chapman.
Dear reader, it's been 40 years since the publication of A Falcon Flies, the first novel in the best-selling Ballantine series, featuring a character that my fans both love and love to hate, Mungo St. John. Some might say that Mungo St. John is the incarnate of evil itself, a slave trader who steals native Africans and sells them to plantation owners in the United States. But Mungo, charming, intelligent, and irresistible to all around him, both men and women, shows compassion for his slaves and even demonstrates a hint of doubt about his place in this dark chapter of the history of mankind. His complex personality makes the beautiful and determined Robin Ballantine question her feelings for him and allow herself to see him as something other than a slaver. Like all good characters, Mungo is full of contradictions. He is both evil and heroic, a complex character who reflects the historical times he lived in. Since launching my Facebook page, I've been asked by many of my readers, when will the story of Mungo St. John be continued? I went back and revisited A Falcon Flies and found myself drawn to this man again, who was both Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Where did he come from? What motivated him? Why is he the way he is in A Falcon Flies? Call of the Raven is my answer to those questions. It is, without a doubt, the most interesting historical novel I've worked on in some time, as it made me question the history of slave trading and its impact on racism in our world. How does evil become acceptable in society? How is it appropriate for someone to hold another human being as their property? I was fortunate to work with a co-author who was perfectly suited for the task of helping me explore 1840s New Orleans and Virginia. Corbin Addison, a very accomplished novelist and a resident of Virginia himself, helped bring Mungo's world to life. We hope you will find Call of the Raven a fascinating exploration of the dying days of the slave trade. It feels like an important contribution to our understanding of a period of history which continues to throw long shadows into the darkest aspects of the human soul. As ever, Wilbur Smith. No man can put a chain around the ankle of his fellow man without at last finding the other end fastened around his own neck. Frederick Douglass. 1. The Black Hawk. Chapter 1. The chamber was packed. Young men in evening dress squeezed 10 to a row on the benches. More stood around the edges of the room, bodies pressed together. The lamplit air hung heavy with sweat and alcohol and excitement, like a prize fight at a county fair. But no blood would be spilled tonight. This was the Cambridge Union Society, the oldest debating club in the country, and the proving ground for the nation's future rulers. The only sparring would be verbal, the only wounds to pride. At least, those were the rules. The front of the room was set up like a miniature parliament. The two sides faced each other from opposing benches, divided by the length of two swords. A young man named Fairchild, with sandy hair and fine features, was addressing the audience from the dispatch box. "The motion before you tonight is, this House believes that slavery should be abolished from the face of the earth. And indeed, the case is so self-evident, I feel I hardly need to argue it." Nods of agreement. He was preaching to the converted. Abolitionist sentiment ran high among the Cambridge undergraduates. "I know in this House we are used to debating the fine points of law and politics, but this is not academic. The question of slavery speaks to a higher law. To keep innocent men and women in chains, to tear them from their homes and work them to death, this is a crime against God and all the laws of justice." On the facing bench, most of the opposition speakers listened to the oration glumly. They knew they were onto a losing cause. One leaned forward and twisted his handkerchief through his hands. One stared at the speaker with such melancholy, he looked as if he might burst into tears.